fan of doing interviews, so his intro for his tapes is always something you should listen to. Niggas always pick and choose depending on whether or not they think you're willing to. Don't confuse my career. If it's like that, then I'm spinning. No one tells me when to spin it. No one tells me when to test it. No one tells me when to ring it. No one told me on the roads you'll lose people that you love, or look at people funny that once upon a time you used to trust. I miss scraping up the dust. I got trust issues before this fake love and fame. It was drug misuse. You might have to press 9 3 times if these slugs hit you. You might have to replace your Rolex if my little tugs lick you. Still got love for Flacco, even though that relationship's at its rockiest. Mask up and let it ring, no caller ID, I'm anonymous. Niggas say I've changed, and I'm no longer the same. I'm on my block every day, so how the fuck could I be Hollywood? I spend most of my days trying to figure out who loves me, for me or for the fame. It's been fucking with my brain. A therapist can't help me, cause I doubt that therapist knows how it feels when you feel like everyone's trying to be with you for the gains. Yo, I hate being a star. Center of attention, can't go nowhere without everyone knowing who you are. I ain't trying to seek advice, but since everyone knows everything, where do you go when you're famous and you want some peace of mind? I still maneuver with a knife. I'm known for concealing, so stopping for police isn't wise. Doing people wrong that only done you right isn't nice. They say two wrongs don't make a right. Whoever came up with that saying gotta do some explaining. Got bored of spinning blocks and span yards like the bailiffs. The worst thing you could do is run back into the yard, cause now we know for sure that's the yard that he stays in. Dim is home in a sec, he's always in and out, inside, always giving her majesty his time. Of course I wanna see him strive, but I know just what he's like. As soon as he's home, he's probably gonna ask me for a dinger and a pipe, or a bike and a spinner, a weapon and some transport. For my little nigga, posted Destiny up, wanna be there and got blocked by bare silly hoes. But the joke's on all you silly hoes, cause that's like my little sister. This one girl, I used to consider her feelings all the time. Had a thing for me before I had money in my life. Always thought of her when I thought about what female I plan on making mine. She was entitled to my time that I never had time to give. Not many prettier, I'm being biased, cut the color green with her eyes. Everyone knows the line not to cross. I was sly hurt when I found out she's a big hoe and she fucked one of the guys. I don't see the point in getting with the girl that I like. I'm a rapper touring all the time and I still ain't in my prime. But I'd be a fool to let this one slip out my life. That's another dilemma, complicated life of mine. A lot of hoes, they've been trying to put a wool over my eyes, but I already know how many rappers been inside. Is that the one you took to dinner? You don't need to stress about if I fucked her. Yeah, I did, but I ain't seen her since the villa. If she's fucked me and Kirky, that don't make her a hoe. But if she's fucked anyone else in my gang, then she's cold. See what I'm saying about these hoes? T wants May to take her serious, but May already knows the whole gang been in her throat. I've done more than a lot, still putting corn on the cob. He might catch corn in his top, bro put corn in his box. Street shit can't be erased, don't know when it's gonna stop. I shut down wireless, then went straight back to my block. Don't slip like Marcus whilst you're hitting your morning shots. He was working, then got shot, now he's got the morning off. If I told you how much money I spent on Louis Vuitton this year alone, I guarantee your jaw will drop. I realised that a lot of man a bitch made. G-Wagon always trying to give me hugs around corners, but never when I switch lanes. Apologies to Fred, that's my guy, but I ain't slipping when I'm signing CDs. We brought guns inside Kick Game. I don't think you've ever brought guns in Harvey Nichols. Big drip when I open up my wardrobe, I don't drip little. Of course there's a strap if I'm in the hood shooting visuals. I don't think my A&R's ever seen a burner still in its teens. Could probably buy 2 9s if I sold all my Mary jeans. Could probably buy some autos if I never spent on Celine. Could probably buy a dweller if I never gave the guys I love cheddar when they finally get released from HMP. Won't consider me putting my morals up for sale. Some of my trust issues come from fucking other people's girl. Why you cheating with a piece of shit like me when you always post your boyfriend on vacations traveling the world? I got a separate roster of candidates. All they want is bracelets and dinners with the candles lit. It's not about the toy, it's how you hold it, how you angle it. Taught Teej how to load up his first gun, and now he's got the hang of it. And it's true what they say when they say money can't buy happiness. Since bro died, I've had money, but I ain't been happy since. Since these big checks, life's been more of a lesson. But in school, they never taught me how to cope with depression. All I wanted was a Zeno, a Veach, and a Smith & Wesson. And for someone to show me how to whip rice, Declan. Little ones, they got ZKs, the same size as 7th. For their B-Day, I can buy some zombie killers for their present. Pricks always talking like they know about the shit that they're discussing. I was happy when I came home, saw my nigga with a Prezi. I don't know how to convince him to do with it. I had nothing, but my friends are just shiesty. And at the time, they wanted money. My other friend burnt my bridge. He thinks the guys in me are dodge, when honestly, I'm not. And if I ever went low, no cap, he would be the last person I would rob. Like from young, we weren't tight, I was bottoms, you were tops. Me and Hoosh got the same in common, we both sold rocks, but mine came from a pot. The cocaine was soft, the cocaine was dirty, put it in the Rex, gave it a wash. Feds done a sweep, wanna see my whole block in the dock. Mummy knows I roll with mine, she ain't asking me why, cause she knows there's a war outside. You ain't mashing work or getting money, tell me why you're outside. I don't lease smoke, I buy all my guns outright. I feel like it's about time, pricks give me my flowers. Anytime I get violated, someone sees blood within the hours. Got my cutter in the showers, couple times niggas ran off from me without any weapons, safe to say that they were cowards. Come a long way from my mummy's crib, getting raids. Got my pagans all up in their feelings, cause I'm getting paid. Never been a fool, I bought multiple guns before I thought about buying chains. I ain't talking about a rack, my youngins trying to get a K. Sometimes when I get lost in my thoughts, I feel like MB. Dropping out was partially my fault. Like if I took rap for real, that's what he was trying to push. We could have been on tour instead of him being at some shitty house party in the hood. Hurts my heart to check the books, I don't recognize my looks. May said I've got bipolar, but if I do, then that's good. Cause if I stay in this mood all day, I reckon someone's getting Yo, Nano's like my mum's, when she died that hit me hard. Always used to tell me watch my friends and stop selling hard. Said there's other ways to make peas, like buying, selling cars. I bought a Ford, made a rack 10 times and sold it fast. If my music takes a trip, phone Big K for some bricks, I can get that shit on tick, as long as I can make them dip. And my label's gonna hate this, but I don't care about no bricks. I appreciate it more when street niggas play my street shit in their whip. My Toronto ting said she ain't clipped in 8 months, unless it's me, she don't care about no dick. She must think that I'm some prick, that sound just like a fib. Stop rapping about your friend's work and tell us what you did. Family function, back and forth with my cousin about some hammers. No matter how rich I get, I'll always have manners. For my aunties that gave me a home when I was backwards, only them. And my mom can patronize me about my talent and how I take that shit for granted. First dirty that we had was like my fingertip to armpit. I still get them arms in. What's life like as an artist? It's got pros, it's got cons, but being famous made me way more of a target. I got 2 top 10s, in my hood I'm top 2, not 2. Topic of discussions, me, not you. My youngins wanna grip new, and I got them uptown. I buy what I like, I see tags and I pop them. Whether females, clothes or firearms, I got options. 6-figure deals float my boat, not often. I need more than a mil for my album, and if Polydor beg to differ, then I guess me and my label got a problem. After the Pakistan shoot, Young Ads dropped so much free game on me, I could sell game and still have enough game when I'm 83. I'll listen, cause he's done it and he's been there. He asked me where I see myself in 5 years. I didn't wanna tell him that I don't wanna rap in 3 years. Some of my niggas that I grew up with being on remand for like 3 years, and not for the papers. Ungrateful guys act like they forgot about the favors. Yo, I hate ungrateful guys. Funny thing about having money is, listen, niggas ask to borrow, but then lending turns to giving. But I'm the bad guy, if in the first place I don't give it, then they'll start spreading rumors how I'm stingy and a dickhead. And I beg, man, don't question me about dumb shit like what happened up in Dublin. I had so many girls giving drops on them clowns in this funny car. Not any of them girls I was fucking, but niggas want clout, and I get it, but just for the record, I ain't checking in with tramps. I'm not being funny, they should be checking in with man. I'm only in that city anyway for a check. A couple months later, had a show, 40 grand, videos, 40 man. When we pull up, where's the 40? Heard there's boxes in that crib, the last thing we need is a door key. Good girl, but she naughty, just a fling, not my shorty. I wonder how life would have been if after that drill, the cameras caught me. Shoving shanks inside ops that somehow reckon they can warn me. I'll be real, no one taught me, got caught slipping by the seaside, but my name ain't on your knife. I'll be real, no one bored me, left his fit the same colour as the racing car. Rory shots pissed, they can't call me, hear my voice. I'm at this industry event, slightly annoyed cause I couldn't bring my toy inside. Why would I rate your ting when you're broke and you never ride? And when it's time to step forward, all you do is step aside. When I'm in the booth, I don't ever lie. For me and niggas to go have a fallout, now they're saying that I cap in mine. I was serving in them traps, putting work up in them flats. And when I took niggas work, it was rough cause they never got it back. When I say if rap don't work, I know what I'm saying. You lot take it for a joke, and to me I find it strange. It's all sunshine when you check my Spotify and see my numbers are numbering, but them same numbers can one day turn lame. We all know rappers that used to get mills that can't get 100k. My Rolex and Cartier totals to 100k. Put a 50 on my Cuban that already cost a 50, and like my Skelly and my Annie, that's another 100k. You can put me on your block list. All the girls in your group chat wanna chop this, and all now you might see me in a hoopty with some chopsticks. Whoever said the fame's getting to my head, smoking dog shit. Nowadays I touch airport more than I touch the petrol station. Guys that used to little boy me hate the fact I'm elevating. Hate the fact that soon when I take Kalia and Cairo to my crib for the weekend, they'll have some options like take the stairs or elevators. One time I saw my op trip on an LMA ting. Have a guess who done that shaving, turned that pagan to a patient. I believe in being patient, same time hate waiting. Mum's proud of me, I put her through hella stress daily. No cap, sometimes I wish I never blew like Navy. All you see is the good parts, but my BTS crazy. All I need in this fuck life is my real ones and a lady. I'll leave the drillings and the murder shit to Snowball and Swadey.